أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. In the previous ayats we read that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had commanded Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to come into this dunya, and that was all in the system and in the planning of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala is going to cause this dunya to be occupied, and that the laws of Allah Ta'ala must be established in this world. For that Allah Ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his progeny and made them responsible to see to the affairs of this dunya, that the affairs of this dunya run and in conformity with the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah made us his deputy to see that we fulfill his commandments. So when we are here, as we read in the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala said, those who will, I will send my guidance to you. That is all the heavenly scriptures, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and finally Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah said, whoever will follow them, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will not have any fear upon them, and neither will they grieve of anything. So that is the primary duty of every person on this earth, Muslim, and it was the duty even of the non-Muslims, that we see that we fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And those glad tidings Allah Ta'ala gives, that they will have no fear on them and no grief. However, on the other hand, when coming into this world, Allah Ta'ala says, which is a world to test us and to see our actions. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. اور جو لوگ منکر ہوئے اور جھٹلایا ہماری نشانیوں کو. Those people who disbelieved in us and they falsified our ayat and our signs. That is, those who did not bring iman on Allah Ta'ala and went against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala during the short while of this dunya's life of 60, 70 years more or less. Just for this little while, those who did not believe and falsified. Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَهِ دُوزَخْ مِ جَانِ وَالِ. These are the people of Jahannam and will be going into the fire. And these are just not words, but it is a reality. Yeah, in this world, we cannot imagine to burn just our fingertips, just a little bit, just to touch a hot plate or anything else, boiling water. That if one drop of boiling water falls on us, we cannot tolerate it. So those whoever will disbelieve and falsify the ayats of Allah Ta'ala, it will be the punishment. And not only that, hum fiha khalidun, wo hai usme hamesha rahenge, and they will stay forever in that fire. And the fire of Jahannam is such that the punishment will increase all the time. Today, well, unfortunately, many a person feels that Islam is just a matter of this dunya, that I'm a Muslim or I'm not a Muslim. The real matter of Islam is with akhirat. What will happen to a person at the time of his mort? In the qabr, what he will go through? What severe punishment in the life of the qabr? On the day of Qiyamah, what difficult task there will be. And then in the fire of Jahannam, and without iman, a person will be there forever. If a person had iman and he did not make tawbah of his gunas, and Allah of his kindness did not forgive him, then for a period he will have to go in the fire of Jahannam. Yeah, we cannot think of a little bit, a small little bit of it, of this dunya. And all the fires of the dunya together is not equal to the least of the fire of Jahannam. And to stay there even for a little while, and some people will be for so long there, then they will be relieved. So Allah Ta'ala has put us in this dunya not to live it up here, not to make the dunya our object, not to live just for the sake of this dunya, but really it is that we get prepared for akhirat. for that Allah has given us the Quran Sharif, and yeah, we have it right in front of us. It is for us to make our iman according to the teachings of the Quran Sharif and make our lives also according to that. And when we will do that, then Allah Ta'ala has promised His great blessings for us. And on the other hand, if we falsify, we don't believe, and the signs of Allah Ta'ala, the clear ayat of Allah Ta'ala, then there is the fire of Jahannam that is waiting, and a person who goes without iman will be there forever. So it is a matter of akhirah that we have to think, not just a matter of dunya. Whatever decisions we make is not a decision just for now, but it is going to impact on our akhirat. So therefore, our lives we have to live in conformity with the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and we have been taught the great, great Mubarak Sunnah way of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and we should become die-hards for the Sunnah of Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well. And for that we are in this dunya, and this little while is to prepare for that eternal life of Akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness in all our matters.